Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord, and welcome back. We're going back into the service with the first fruits, praise and prayer, on this fabulous Monday.
By His power, and we're praising Him for it, thanking God for it. Thank God for you, you, and you this morning on the prayer line. If you have a praise report, shout it out. This is your time. God bless you. Who will be the first one? Amen.
God bless you, Sister Gina from
bless
Kansas.
You.
And I thank God. I thank God for that word. I shall recover it all. And I thank God for how He's touched my body. First Lady came and picked me up from the hospital on Saturday evening, and I just said, thank you, Jesus. I was able to leave the hospital. I was talking when I left. The shaking that I had in my right arm and the numbness was gone. I was having little spasms every now and then. It would start to shake. And she said, well, if you don't feel like coming to church tomorrow, don't come. But if you feel like coming, I'm going to come and get you. I woke up yesterday morning. I called. I said, come and get me. And I thank God that I was able to go to church yesterday, had prayer. I feel so much better. I'm getting ready to go to work today. And I thank God. I thank God for the miracle. I thank God for the blood, because the blessing was in the blood. The doctor literally said, had the blood circulation been cut completely off, you would have stroked out on. But I thank God for the blood, that the oxygen and the blood, the vessels were constricted, and I was able to live and be on this prayer line in the morning to give God the glory. And I'm standing, and I ain't taking it back. I shall recover it all. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gina. And I just want to say to the saints on the line, to the people of God, we had such a good time at the convention this year, and the devil is jealous of you, Sister Gina. He's jealous that he can't beat you. And I just praise God. And we want to keep him that way. We want to keep him under our feet. We want to keep our feet on his neck and on his head, and with a fist in his eyeballs. We want to keep him that way. And I am praising God just to know that he is so jealous of you that he'll try and take you out of here. But God said, you shall recover it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's yours for the asking. We ask God. Hallelujah. We make our request known before God. Don't be slowful. When it's time to give God praise, jump in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Who will be the next
Thank
one?
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on, saints.
Give him praise. It's time to praise
the Lord.
Thank you.
Sister Lucille,
I hear you. Go ahead.
I just want to first give honor to God, my pastor, all the saints on the prayer line this morning. I went and applied for a job. And I got blessed with a client, but my background check, that's what we're waiting on, my background check to go through, because every time you get a client, they do a background check on you, but the machine that does the background check is broke down. But I thank the Lord that while I was waiting for this background check, I got blessed with another client. She's 98 years old. And I just thank the Lord, because I was a backup for her niece. But she started another job, so she called and asked me to just come and take care of her auntie. So I got blessed with another job while I'm waiting on the background check. So I just thank the Lord. I've been going to work every day. I work 7 days a week. I have to be there at 3:00 in the morning, and I walk. But I thank the Lord that I've been every morning when I start walking at 3:00 in the morning. I just start thanking the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The whole time I'm walking, just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank the Lord that He blessed me with these clients, because I had clients before my father died, and I couldn't get them back. But the Lord done blessed me with two. And I just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Rejoice, saints. Rejoice with those that don't rejoice. Hallelujah. Yours is on the way. Praise God. Help her praise you. Thank God. Amen. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. And that's the example right there, that he never leave you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so cloudy and grim and gray on the outside, but I thank God because my soul is lit up for him. My soul is rejoicing in him. It doesn't, I never have a blue Monday or a black Monday or a gray Monday, but I'm thanking God that every day is like Sunday. And I'm praising his holy name for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, his miracles. And every time somebody else put in a prayer request or put in a praise report, that's my praise report too. So I can shout right along with you. Who will be the next one? God bless you. Another praise report.
Glory.
We have a lot of static on the line, but if you have a praise report, shout it out.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I honor the Lord on this morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
Okay, praise God. Praise God. I thank the Lord for another day. I thank God and I honor Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson and all the saints this morning. I praise God because God has been good to me. I thank you for touching and healing my body. On yesterday, I was ill over the weekend. But I asked God to touch, and I asked the saints to pray. And God did just that. When it came time for me to go and be with my husband there in the nursing home, I was able to do it because God saw fit that I would be able to get up and move with that pain. And I praise God because I know it's him, and he is a healer. He's a healer of my body, and I thank him. Ask you to continue to pray for us. For God is good. I thank the Lord for the prayer line. It's just a boost of energy every morning when I can hear the saints of God. Continue to be blessed.
Amen. Praise God. And we do thank God for Lady Betty. I know whenever we were there in Kansas, there were a lot of us that flew in, a lot of people that needed rides. And I let you know this morning, there was not one person stranded or one person without a ride. The people in Kansas were alert. They were there. They were there before we were ready to go. And God bless you and God bless everyone. God bless you, Lady Betty. We are so thankful for you. We lift you up this morning for all the things that you do. God bless everyone, and thank you so much for picking up Sister Gina and bringing her back. We need that ambassador. We need that glorified witness for the Lord. God bless you. Give us one more praise report before we turn it over into the hands of our leader. God bless you. Who will be the last one? One more praise report.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to give honor to God, who's ahead of my life, and I want to thank Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson for my praise report. I've been on the blog line for 3 weeks now, thanking the Lord, and I was having trouble with my paycheck, and my rent was due to be paid. But I kept on thanking the Lord. And before I could get off the line, my mother called and said that my sister was paying my rent. So I just want to thank the Lord for being a part of the prayer line.
Praise God. My God. The Lord has a ram in the bush for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning. Even though you may not have gotten a chance to jump in there, God has a ram in the bush for you. Don't give up. Hang on in there and just praise God the more. That's what those thank you, thank you, thank yous get you. It will recover all. And every time you say thank you, you're sending up a blessing. God is smiling on you. Praise God. And you shall recover all. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Vinaya Johnson, this morning for allowing us this opportunity just to be a witness for the Lord. Back into your hands.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. We just praise God for you. I want to hear from Mother Britt this morning. If you can hear me, Mother Britt, and Sister Thelma Rush, I want to hear from both of y'all. If you're there, speak out. And know you.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. God bless you. Just thank God for this beautiful prayer line. Thank you for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Ellie and all the blessings on there and everyone on the prayer line. I'm just truly grateful for being here this morning because God didn't have to wake me up, but he did. And I just thank you. Thank God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I praise you. I feel, yesterday I didn't feel a little bit too good, but today I feel, seems like I feel much better. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity to give God the praise. And I'm not only I want to be selfish, but I want you, I'm, while I'm here, I'll get my prayer request in for Deacon King. He, they honored him yesterday. He was the oldest deacon in my church as active. And he's going in the hospital this morning. He has a heart condition. So I just make one thing do. I just get my praise report in and my prayer request. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon all of y'all. And I love you. Keep me in your prayers and my family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Britt. All right. Sister Rush, are you there?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. I thank God for the prayer line. I've been on the prayer line, but I've just been kind of quiet. But I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for all the saints that are on the prayer, line. I thank God that I asked y'all to pray for me for something was going on in my life, a terrible thing. But the Lord is turning it around, and I can see the miracle that he is turning this around. And while I'm on the prayer line, I still want y'all to pray for this person that he going to court all this week. And I want God, he told me he was going to court all this week. So I want y'all to pray for him that the Lord will be there with him. But I'll be on the prayer line, I'll just be quiet. So I want y'all to continue to pray for me.
All right, we certainly will. God bless you. That's Sister Rush.
I haven't forgot you.
All right, God bless you. Thank you. Amen. I want to thank both of you for remembering the prayer line and being such a blessing. Amen. Mother Britt, Sister Rush, all of you, thank you so much. All right, we want to get the prayer request before we leave here this morning. Amen. One of our ambassadors, one of our assistants, please help us in that area. Rest my arms up. Rest me up. Get those prayer requests now. Anybody? Do that for us in the name of Jesus. Right? If not, I'll
I can
do it.
Continue with it, Dr. Johnson.
All right. Go ahead.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Amen. If you have your prayer request this morning, let's make it known before the Lord. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Lady Betty.
This is Betty in Kansas City. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I would like to place Irvine Coleman on the prayer list this morning with an unspoken request and keep Bishop Ron Andrews on the prayer list this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Looking out for the bishop and thanking God and placing bishops on the line is such a blessing. Amen. God bless you. And some people wonder, why are they blessed like that? It's because someone remembers them, remembered to pray for them. God bless you. Anyone else?
Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer.
Bless you.
God bless you, God. Master Pfeiffer. I'm requesting prayer for Tony Long. He has lung cancer.
Long?
And for lung cancer.
What is his name?
And Tony. Tony?
Tony. Thank you.
And Doris Norwood, she has stomach cancer. And I would like to pray a special prayer for all the pastors all over the world and the First Lady.
Amen.
God bless.
Mm.
Praise God. Mm. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, Sister Johnson in Texas. Again, I would like to keep my family on the prayer line, including my husband, daughter, and granddaughter.
Bless you. Placing your family before the Lord. God bless. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord this morning. Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Bless you.
Lily. God bless you. I would like to lift our First Fruit Prayer Line up and our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother of the Nation, Mother Atlee Johnson, and you, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, all of you, and the whole world. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank God for you, Sister Faith. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? Praise God. Prayer requests. Amen.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
I'm asking prayer for Tanya Welchin. She's a young girl. They pulling the plug on her today at 9 o'clock. They found her passed out in her house, and they found out she's real sick. So I'm asking prayer for her and also Kenneth Nooner, and pray for my children.
Amen. That's Kenneth.
Nooner.
God bless you. Kenneth Nooner. All right. God bless. If that'll be it, if that's all, is there one more? One more.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I just want to pray for my mother, Juanita Moore. She's still in the nursing home. And I know God is able. He's healing her body, and he's going to continue. And I just want to give God all the praise and honor this morning for what he's doing, even though I have to constantly stay on the dangerous highways to go down south. But God is able because he's doing what he says he's going to do. Just keep her in your prayer, Juanita Moore. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Sister Sheila. Amen. I did hear your voice in there.
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. It was Charlotte Gray. Good morning, everybody.
Thank
you. I'm going to put my Elvis slept this morning. I'm so glad I was able to get in. Thank you, Jesus. So I need to put my husband on the prayer list, Douglas Gray, and praying for his faith. And I want to put my daughter, Demia Gray. It's a soccer season, and she has to use her asthma and inhaler more than normal. So I just want to put her on the prayer list for her asthma and for her face. She's had some sunburn through the summer.
Amen.
I'm just thanking God. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. And we do know it's very, very hot, and that heat is intense, and we want to make sure we wear some skin blocker. Amen. A lot of times we feel because we're people of color, we already have it built in, but we do need that skin block. Praise God. At this time, we will take these before the throne of grace. If you would just pray with us. Father God, we ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you hear our prayer and hear our groan, O God, that we come before you, Lord Jesus, with a repenting heart. In your name, Hanaha. Glory to God. Thanking you, glory, 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 just for another day, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another day we can praise your name all day long. Another day, Lord Jesus, we can thank you all day, giving you the glory. Bless in heaven, oh God. And we thank you right now. We ask, oh God, as we petition heaven for these souls and for healing and for deliverance in Jesus' name, that you will look on us, 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 oh God. Look on us, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask right now that you will bless. the first family in Jesus' name. Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, oh God, that you would look on him right now. Give him strength, power, glory now. Strength, oh God, in Jesus' name. Build him up, and lift him up, Lord Jesus, above the storms in Jesus' name. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up right now on high. In your mighty name, oh God, continue the vision, continue the encouragement in Jesus' name. Bless Lady Betty, oh God, in a special way. In your name we pray. We pray, oh God, that you will look on her. Continue to build and encourage her heart, Lord Jesus. We thank you for her, oh God, and her work, her diligence. And in Jesus' name, we thank you for her endurance in your mighty name. Continue to bless, Lord God. Hallelujah, Mother Johnson, in your name. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings right now. Look on her. Look on her grandson, oh God. Her unsaved children, in Jesus' name. Bring them in, oh God, bring them in, bring salvation to their lives in Jesus' name. Let them begin to call upon you, oh God, saying, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Glory, no other help, no other help, no other help, I know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't withdraw your hand from me, oh God. Hallelujah, there's nowhere I can go. Hallelujah, let them call in, call on you. Call you up, oh God. Let them ring up heaven in Jesus' name. Bless and heal. Save and sanctify right now in Jesus' name. And each of our unsaved family members, touch right now, oh God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Touch, touch, touch. Hallelujah. Even the request that Lady Betty made for Irvin Coleman, oh God, bless right now, Lord God. Look on him in Jesus' name. Bishop Andrews, Lord Jesus, build him up, lift him up, encourage his heart, oh God. Remove the stumbling blocks in Jesus' name. We rebuke the enemy, oh God, that comes to hinder. In your name we pray. Bless Mother Brett right now, Lord God. Bless, 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 oh God, in your name. The deacon, Lord Jesus, bless him in Jesus' name. Strengthen him, oh God. You know the call on his life. You know, oh God, the mission that he's on for you in Jesus' name. Bless us to rush right now, oh God. Touch her right now, Lord Jesus. Even the young man that she's put before the throne of grace. Going in the courtroom, oh God, before an unjust judge. You know how to turn the situation around. And we are praying right now that you rebuke the devourer in Jesus' name. Turn the situation around, oh God, and fix his heart the way it should be in Jesus' name. Let salvation be in his life. Let it come upon him, oh God. Let there be a change about him, oh God. Direct his path. Guide him and lead him, Lord Jesus. Bless Sister Garnett in Jesus' name. Bless a home. Bless a family. In your name, oh God. Bless, 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 oh God. The young man, Tony, with cancer. Hallelujah. The young lady with cancer, Sister Norwood, in Jesus' name. Touch, oh God. Cancer is not anything for you, is nothing for you, Lord Jesus. You can heal. You can deliver. And we ask, oh God, that when you deliver, it be made known unto you and let the world know that Jesus stepped in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The doctor said it was over, but Jesus said it's just began. In your name we pray, oh God. We lift up pastors and first ladies everywhere in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We lift him up. We lift him up right now. Bless, oh God, hallelujah. Step down in Texas, Lord Jesus. Bless Sister Johnson in a special way. Her family, oh God, look on them right now, Lord God. Touch and heal, oh God, the Mays family in Jesus' name. Look on, oh God, hallelujah. Sister Lucille, look on Tanya, oh God. They're in the hospital in Jesus' name. Touch, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let an angel, the angel, the angels, the angels, oh God, from heaven, let them be dispatched to take her a miracle, Lord Jesus. We send her a miracle this day in Jesus' name. Be delivered. Be healed in your name, oh God. Be sanctified in Jesus' name. Bless Kenneth and the children, oh God. Look on them right now. Lead and guide and protect them, Lord God. Bless us to Sheila Hana. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your amazing grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look on, Sister Juanita Moore, in Jesus' name. She's struggled. She's battled a long time, oh God. But right now we ask that you have mercy on her soul, in Jesus' name. Touch and heal, oh God. Let your will be done, Lord Jesus, in her life, in her family, with her, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. Bless Sister Charlotte Gray in Jesus' name. Touch her in your name, oh God. Ha-na-ha. Ta-chi-na-ha. Ti-na-ha. Ina-na-ha. Glory, ha-na-ha. In your name, ina-ha. Ina-ha-ha-ha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Douglas, oh God. In Jesus' name. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sanctify him, oh God. Purify him, oh God. Renew his mind, Lord Jesus. In your name. Bless Demia, oh God. Touch and rebuke the asthma in Jesus' name. We rebuke the devourer that comes to hinder. We rebuke the devourer that comes to choke her up, oh God. But we pray fresh wind today in her life. In Jesus' name, let your grace be upon her in your name, oh God. Touch that skin condition right now. We ask that you will regulate, oh God, that you will smooth it out. You will rebuke the enemy that comes to disfigure young people, in Jesus' name, cover her with your blood, Lord God. We declare, oh God, and decree your word this day. We thank you right now, oh God. We ask that this prayer will saturate the line, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Cover every person on the line. Activate the spirit.
Us in your prayers and start praying not only for me and First Lady, but pray for our staff, everybody who's working with us. Amen.
Yes.
Cover all of us in the name of Jesus. You can imagine, I believe it was Ambassador Pfeiffer who said the devil is jealous of God's people working against us. And you can imagine with the Lord blessing to lead people into giving billions of praises. We're giving a billion praises on the blog line every night now. It's amazing how the Lord takes up, amen, a billion praises on the blog line. And so many people listening on the mother line. Oh, my God. We need your prayers, saints. Amen. Just the whole staff, all those working with me, because the enemy is so vicious. If he can't get me, he'll try to get staff members around me. Amen. To try to discourage and attack their physical, their bodies with sickness and things like that. So pray for all of us in the name of Jesus. Well, we cover all. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. This week, your financial blessing. Many of you on the front line, I'm just saying what God has said to me. This week shall be a financial blessing to many of you on the front line. So the enemy is trying to take out now to try to block that, but he's a liar. He's going to find the curse. Amen on him. To many of you. And
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Family. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
Grandma.
You, God. Thank you.
God bless
you,
all
God.
Of you. We're getting ready
God bless
to
you, Dr. Johnson.
And God bless you. We look forward to hearing from you all on tomorrow morning And God would bless you in a phenomenal and auspicious way. Amen. Regardless of what you're going through, I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Keep us in your prayers. I'll be speaking tomorrow. Get the word out. Call people. Don't come to the line by yourself. Call people. Let's have a lot of people on the line. Amen. We're going to have a new line for you pretty soon. I just feel that in my spirit. Amen. That's what we're trying to do. Have a new line for you. Where we'll get away from people being blocked. Amen. And muted. Amen. But whatever it is, it's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And something good will happen to you today. That's my prayer.
Amen.
Believe in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. Back at you, Dr. John.
Prayers. Smith, she'll have surgery this morning at 12 noon, brother. So keep her in your prayers, Sister Hattie Smith. We do love her. And we're asking God to let everything work out all right. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
He knows all about it. He might be broke. He might be in.